episode 119 for Friday, January 7th, 2011. There's so many things that happened in 2010. So many things that either scarred us for life or made us jump up and down. And, you know, we have to take the time to look back. All right, I'll start with an honorable mention, right? Let's start with that, right?
Okay.
So, way back earlier this year, I was scarred for life because our own... what is his name? Crap. RPM Red. What's his name?
Ika.
No. Actor, I mean, character name.
Scott.
Scott. Yes. Ika Darville.
This was on my list.
Wow.
Spartacus Blood and Sand. And not just any, because for his slave boy, I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, he black, whatever. Nah, not just any kind of slave boy. He's a slave boy to one of the gladiators, Barca. And Barca. And I'm thinking, and I knew this show beforehand, right? But I didn't know exactly what it was when I started watching it. I just heard that, oh, you know, Ika's going to be in it. I'm like, okay, fine, I'll start watching it. Oh, crap. It's like full frontal and back and sad and everything.
Full everything.
Full everything.
I believe the correct term was pledow.
Oh yeah,
yes. Ika ain't gonna be in it. It's gonna be an Ika.
Basically, there's a lot of play out, and of course we heard earlier on that there is a kind of a relationship between the slave boy and Barca, and they don't shy away from it.
It's front and center.
It's plowed out. And,
or back and center,
and
maybe.
Slave boy was having a good time. Slave boy was having a good time. So, therefore, scarred for life, because one of our own here decided to make a GIF, an animated GIF of it, and just randomly post it at any time.
Yeah.
Thank you, Spy.
I didn't make it.
Well, no, sure you just saved it and
I just linked to the posting. But I'm glad that history will remember it that I did, because that was pretty awesome. Yeah, if it's gay, it's pretty much remembered as something Spy did. That's, I don't know why. That's why that happens.
So there's your honorable mention. Scarred for life. That's the scarred for life. Yes. Who's next?
I would like to throw out an honorable mention as well for the greatest video of all time. And that would be Selwyn Ward, first black leader of the Power Rangers.
Oh, wow.
Yes! Selwyn Ward, first black leader of the Power Rangers!
Yes.
Dude.
See?
Love it.
That was amazingly hilarious. And I was already a massive Selwyn Ward fan, and now I am a bigger Selwyn Ward fan.
The thing is, the why love about, like, when I mean, this was during the whole, like, Power Morphicon, you know, people making promos, people making whatever, blah, 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 blah. So, like, you know, people were getting, in contact with the Rangers back and forth and blah, blah, blah. And it was part of this whole thing where some videos were not so great. But
terrible.
This is gem. Horrible. There's a gem that the black nerd, what's
black
his name?
Nerd.
Black nerd. Right? He
black nerd.
Came Word. And approached my Selwyn, and then Selwyn went full in on it, son. Like, he, like, it was hilarious, you know?
Dude,
like,
has comedic timing. He knows what he's doing. Unlike a lot of other actors.
Oh, whatever. Oh, it was so unexpected, I think, was... the real shocker. The line about, like, I will take all your white women. That was hilarious.
I have no problem with him claiming responsibility for Obama. No problem with that.
Basically. And then, like, and then he pretended to be Will Smith, Jada, and Jaden. He's like, "Yeah, baby, I just did what the hell." He's like, "Yeah, come on, man." I was rolling. I was done.
Wow, wow! Like, he could be responsible for Samurai Red being named Jaden. Think about it, Jaden.
No, he had nothing to do with that because that boy's white. No, he had nothing to do with that.
Okay, well, see,
that does bring up another story about the controversy of the casting sides for the Red Ranger.
True.
All right.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Because everybody else could be whatever, but the Red Ranger had to be white. Specifically.
If it ain't white, it ain't right.
If it ain't white, it ain't right. That's right.
Everybody was all going crazy.
If you're black, go to the back.
That's true. Oh. But yeah, like, this group, what was the group called? Crap. But they like deal with like what they believe might be racism or like racial, like they with racial equality issues in like entertainment, and they did some big story about it. I don't know how they got into it. Oh, it's because of the Avatar thing, I think, is how it started up. Like Avatar.
Oh, yes.
And they just kind of branched out, I guess, to any like possible racism in anything, and so they made a big huge fuss over it, and I honestly think that might have been why they changed it. Like,
but really they were gonna pick a white guy anyway. Oh yeah, come on.
Yeah, well, they ended up doing it anyway.
Ethnicity
except, you know, we want white.
Yeah, and if ever there was a season to do an Asian Red Ranger, this would probably have been the one.
It would have, actually.
It would have, honestly. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Really unfortunate.
I liked it.
So, Sai, what do you think?
I agree.
Thanks. Wow. Wow. Since you didn't do a list and you said you're going to chime in, but this is not the caliber of chime in.
That wasn't even 1 cent.
I'm not too impassioned about it. I mean, I don't feel like he represents me or anything on the screen. I really just don't care.
First you told us that you used to hate black people, and now this.
What?
This is really disappointing me, Spy. I really... What's your problem today?
All right, here's another...
I have told you guys from the very beginning that I didn't want to make like this huge list. Like, I did not enjoy a whole lot of this year, so I don't know why you guys are expecting like fountains of wisdom to come spouting out. It's just...
Like a million things happened this year, Spy.
All right, here's another one. Here's another one. Here's another one that Spy will love. Might use that loosely.
Love or hate.
Okay, here we go. Episode 98. Talked about time and budget.
Yes, that was my list too. I had that one too. We talked about a Kamen Rider Dragonite interview on the much ballyhooed Henshin Justice Unlimited about head writer Nathan Long and his many, and by many I mean two, excuses for why
excuse. It was an explanation for why the show ended up the way it was.
I believe you're looking for the word excuse.
I love my favorite out of all of them, everything he said, was that he wished that he could have a tighter 36 episode.
Yes. Yes, trim out those four recap episodes.
He wished get tighter. A tighter 36. I was done. I was done.
Well, geez, how did you make Dragonite any tighter than it already was? I mean, there was just...
Not enough slow-mo walks. Not enough.
All the time. Not enough. Action, so much plot development, and things were moving forward all the time. It was like MMPR Season 1 with all the amazing developments that kept happening. For reals. So much stuff.
Time and budget.
You posted news and stuff, and I didn't know. This is completely irrelevant to the list thing. But... I didn't know.
What? With
Daniel music video?
Something with Daniel.
I knew it.
Why is it that the two veterans are the only people that prepare? Just saying.
I knew it. I was like, why hasn't Tristan commented at all about Dan Ewing in the Scarlet Bell music video?
Mm-hmm. You just expect it, huh? Well, it's interesting that you say that now, because one of the things that was on my list was the interview with Dan Ewing.
Mine too.
That would be
see everything. One of the ones. I got everything on here
that I put. Yes.
I wrote down Dan Ewing interview: Trist is still single.
Wow. Thanks.
I loved how candid he was.
Yes.
And balls to the wall, crazy he was. It was great.
I'm still waiting on the uncensored version release to the fandom.
You didn't get it? Oh, not to the fandom.
No, we have ours, but see everyone else.
Yeah, I just love how spontaneous we were about that. We were just like, oh, hey, let's message him and see. Maybe he'll get back to us.
I don't know if people knew.
And then, yeah.
I don't know if people know that we already recorded an episode. We already were done. Like, we were, like, BSing, as we usually do, after a show, YouTube links and junk or whatever, BSing. Mm-hmm. And then somehow I was getting mad with Tristan and be like, why ain't you messaging you about an interview?
all of a sudden,
and then he was like, oh, why don't you do it? Or whatever. Like, I don't know. And I'm just like, are you serious? Like, this is how you treat me as a friend?
Tristan's bogarting his info as usual.
So there, I was like, damn, fine. I'm gonna message him. Bam. Oh yeah, I'm gonna see what happens. And usually when I do that, nothing happens, right?
Right.
He was like, I'm available. What's up? Let's do this.
Let's do it. Right. You got time right now?
Let's go.
Literally, that's it was so like cool. 4 o'clock in the morning when we ended. I think right.
It's 4 o'clock. Yeah, I mean, we finished our regular stuff at like 1:30, and like I was like, oh my god, I'm so tired. Let's get Dan Ewing on the phone. What?
This was awesome.
It was.
Yeah, well, I agree. It was in hindsight, but at the time, I was
top
like
five moments this year. I loved it.
But we can't pimp ourselves too much now. Okay, we can't. You know.
Well, I mean,
biased.
It has to do with the show, though. I mean, it's not like we personally were awesome, right?
Because
well,
yeah, was a good I mean, interview.
Like three like, of he... us were like quiet. It was all Lisa talking. We're like, oh yeah, we love you, Dan.
to be fair, we were awesome. Let's get that
well, straight. Well,
but no, it was honestly a really good interview. Like that is one of my top interviews, like my favorite.
Probably the second best interview of the year. Hint, hint.
Hint, segue. Hey. These segues are marvelous, by the way.
Captain Marvelous.
Yes. Wonderful. So, well,
I segued for you. Now you can talk. I gave you the segue.
Do you not know?
I know.
It is the David Yost interview.
David Yost! The interview that blowed up the YouTubes.
And everything else.
And the TMZs and the
Perez Hilton's and the like CNN. It was on CNN.
That
Yahoo. Crazy. Like, all different languages from different, like, whatever. I'm crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We were at Morphicon at the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
I released it right before I got into a cab to go to LA. Like, right before.
Right.
Like, literally, I'm posting on the internet, it's available, and then there's a cab waiting for me downstairs.
For real, so I am packing my suitcase, and I go to the computer, I'm like, okay, Lisa, where's the interview? Come on now.
Yeah.
Packing my bag, trying to get out the door, but I'm not seeing an interview.
Yeah.
And then, thankfully, Spy brought the iPod.
Yes, so. That's right.
Hooked it up.
I got to see it before I left.
So I don't know if I've ever told a story about how we... Did I tell you... Was it online that I told the story about how we got the interview? I don't know. I forgot.
You can tell it
told us.
We can recap. Because you know. This is the recap show. Where we talk about how awesome we are. So...
Yes. We have changed topics.
Please do.
We changed topics now. No, the thing is like when I first saw that David Yost, well, first when he was taken off of the Paramorphicon side, I was like, oh crap.
Mm-hmm.
But then when he was put on the Anime Festival Orlando site, I was like, mm-hmm. Holy crap, I'm going. Like, I can't not go. Like, Because I wasn't gonna go because it was like whatever. I mean, I'm whatever, but I'm like, you know. But
I mean, it was like 5 minutes before Morphicon, basically. That so it's too. Like back to back, you know.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know, yeah, it's cheap for me to fly down there, but after then, David Yost, I'm going. So, and then I told Spy to go because I was like, you're going.
Yes.
You are like, going.
Therefore, I took upon myself, but like, I don't know how I was going to get an interview. I don't know, because like, you know, like you heard the rumors about, oh, David Yost is this and blah, 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 whatever. Even when he was put on the thing, on the guest list, people were saying, oh, well, he's not going to be, I don't think he's going to talk about Power Rangers. I'm like, why would they sign him up if you're not going to talk about no Power Rangers? That makes no sense.
He's going to talk about Degenerate.
Right? It makes no sense. So I was, but in the back of my head, I'm like, holy crap, how am I going to get, I don't know. Basically, making a very long story short, it was Thursday. We didn't see him because it was like a meet and greet crap. And we didn't see him. We saw Dan Southworth, though. Awesome. Mm-hmm. All right. Friday, it was like the first thing we saw him was the autograph thing, whatever. And I'm videotaping junk. And I'm just like, holy crap. Is he going to say anything about me videotaping him? Holy crap. Or whatever. But he was fine. He was like, hey, how you doing? Whatever. Cool. Cool beans. Whatever.
Then don't say cool beans.
Just cool beans. Cool beans.
No, please, so, please don't.
So the Friday night was the Ranger meetup thing. And I just remember like asking him briefly, like, well, you know, I do this thing, and if you want to do an interview, is it possible? Blah, blah, blah. And he was like, he took out a pen. He was like, yeah, sure. What time? Blah, blah, blah. I was like, what? 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 Really? What? Awesome? What? Cool? What? Basically freaking out. That holy crap, this is gonna go down this weekend, holy crap, and stuff. And so back and forth, we try to figure out a time or whatever. We sit down, me, Spy, Wes, we're like, holy crap, we have to get into the room where we're supposed to do an interview, but there's no one in there. Holy crap, he's gonna come or whatever. But everything came and synergized and everything, and then fell into place. And as I'm asking the questions, and is he gonna answer this question? And then he answered, and we're like, holy crap. Long story short, the thing is, he was gracious enough to be like, all right, I want to tell these people my story. And no BSing, no whatever, just I'm going to tell them my... Because at first he was all like, kind of like, you know, answering questions as if he was thinking about it a lot or whatever, and try to be as diplomatic as possible. Mm-hmm. But then... As you keep talking, I'm just like, all right, pull it out. All right. So you didn't like that. Okay. Then what happened? And then he was like, well, excuse me now, but you know, I'm about to cry.
Oh no.
So I'm just, and then like he said what he said. I'm just, and then pin drop. And then like, there's like about, it felt like forever, but it probably was about like 10 seconds of silence, you know, as he's trying to collect himself or whatever. I'm just like, holy crap. What do I do? Do I give him tissue? Do I give him a hug? I don't know. He likes hugs. I should give him a hug. No, wait. I should sit down. I don't know what to do. So all of that. And then like afterward, you know, we hugged it out and whatever. It was great. It was fabulous. It was marvelous or whatever. Mm-hmm. And yeah. If for those who don't know what the heck I'm talking about, who living under a rock, about like, what was this interview? What on earth happened? David Yost said that he was not treated well while he was on set, that he was called the F word.
Wait. The F, well.
Well, not the other F word.
A six letter F word.
Okay.
Six letter.
Oh. And, well, the other one works too.
That's true, actually. Wow.
The noun, not the verb.
The one is sexual.
So, yeah, so that, and he wasn't treated well because he, because, you know, sexuality, blah, 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 whatever, whatever. And that he had a nervous breakdown, he had to go to the hospital, he had to, you know, kind of find himself, you know, and his dad, you know, took him on a vacation to Mexico, and that's, you know, all this other stuff, which you can all see at the David Yost interview on YouTube and our site and many other places. NoPageFans.com. So basically, afterward, and I knew I had to edit it, you know, like quickly, because I was also, for people who didn't know, I was also helping out with Power Morphicon. So like, basically helping out with that and trying to edit this stuff. That's why it came out right before. Like, I was reading, in fact, before we got on, I was reading the thread, and then like there were other sites, there were other people from other sites saying that, oh, well, this interview came out because it's a publicity stunt or, something, some kind of crap or whatever. And I'm just like, that was not the case at all. I mean, the timing, I wished it were a little sooner, honestly. Like, I really wish it wasn't right before PolymorphicCon, so that was like the whole big thing. Because like what happened was that like it came out right before PolymorphicCon, and then that's why TMZ was trying to crash the party and try to, interview people and whatever. So for that, I didn't want that to happen, but at the same time, it was because of PolymorphicCon why it came out so late, so quote unquote late.
It was really interesting though, just being there, and like half the people there, like you would mention it to people, and they're like, "What? What are you talking about?" They hadn't seen it yet. It was like this weird, like half the people seen it, half the people had not seen it, and like seeing reactions of people, like you telling them, instead of seeing
And for
it.
me, it felt like everybody's seen it. Like, because, yeah, there would be a few people who say, oh, I like your podcast, but like, including the cast and crew, they would come up to me and be like, oh my gosh, saw your interview with David. Like, seriously, they'd be like,
Really?
hi, Lisa, oh my gosh, your interview with David Yost. Little,
Who?
like,
Yeah, who?
Steve. Steve was one of the people.
Wow.
Steve, I was like, hey, Steve. He's like, hey. Oh my gosh, the interview with David Yost. Oh my god. Like, that was like the first Matt Austin. I don't think Nari saw it, but like it was me and Aaron talking to him about whatever, whatever. And then like he heard about it. Like, and a lot of people heard about it on like I think like on other sites. Like or TMZ would email them. Like, I know TMZ
Oh yeah.
emailed a whole ton of people, try to like, get comments about the story or what have you, and all of them were just like, forget you, I'm not, like Karen was funny. Karen was like, look, I
No
don't answer to
comment.
nobody. I only answer to no pink spandex. I'm like, you go, girl. That's awesome. So yeah, like Karen's the
Nice.
one that showed me that it was on CNN on their site. But like, yeah, everybody. And then I think the first time I saw Catherine, well, not the first time, but when I got to talk to her, she was just like, oh my God. Like, everybody, like, and I was completely shocked because I knew that people would find out. I guess I didn't know how they would be reacting to it, because like you would think that, oh, well, now they're getting bombarded by like different media outlets and stuff, that they would be like, Lisa, what did you do? But all of them were really cool about it. And they were like congratulating me and what have you. And I'm just like,
Wow.
that's awesome. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, like, yes, Steve was like, wow, yeah, your interview, man, that was really good stuff. Like, all of them were like congratulatory. And so it couldn't be, I mean, I guess, like, in a sense, I'm glad it happened that way, like, right as I was getting into the cab, typing it up, like, But, I wish, I kind of wish it was a little bit earlier, because who knows? Maybe David Yost would have a ch no. He wouldn't have a change of heart. He would not show up, because he definitely was not gonna. I mean, even after all, he was definitely not gonna.
Yeah, he made it a point to say that during one of the AFO panels.
Is it public, like his reasons?
I
Should we
taped. No,
say?
no, no. I taped it. I just haven't put it up on public. I mean, he said it. Like,
Oh,
he
okay.
said. He basically, which is another honorable mention, that whole David Yost debacle with them putting up on the website and not miscommunication crap or whatever. I'm just like, how are you gonna do miscommunication with David Yost? Anyway,
For reals.
That was
so
terrible.
basically, he according to him, he found out that he was on the PolymorphicCon site through a friend, and he was like, what? I didn't know about it. I didn't even know about this. And so he contacted, I guess I would guess Scott. I don't know. He contacted them and said to take him down, and he's not, and he won't be attending. And he's very sorry that because like he felt like they were selling, like, oh well, of course you're selling tickets because you say that you have these certain guests, and if you don't have these certain guests,
It just
solid
looks
solid
shady.
doesn't look right. So he after that, on that, on principle alone, he was like, nah, I'm good. So,
So good job with that.
Good job. John Parmorphicon. You could have had Davey Yost, but you didn't.
Besides, all you need to do to sell Power Morphicon is just say you got the cast of Masked Rider.
That'll put some butts in seats for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Get the recurring cast.
So speaking of Power Morphicon,
Spy, would you like to talk about your general thoughts of Power Morphicon too?
Electric.
You know, it's just that's like the David Yost issue. You just shouldn't sell things that you don't want to actually sell.
Such as?
Such as David Yost, such as the early entry, such as the special seating, such as special events that are so exclusive that if you don't buy this $100 ticket, you're going to miss out.
Yes. That's it.
You got such amazing things like option of first refusal.
That's right.
And that whole $40 breakfast. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just the way the whole thing was managed. I just did not walk away with that with a positive experience.
Yeah, it really felt a lot of the time like it was just a money grab.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
which is why we have such amazing things like Silver Ranger passes. Now that's a money grab. Yes,
the passes. Oh, and that was fine. I was fine with that because people actually wanted that. Yeah, so I'm fine with people who say, you know what, I just want this merchandise. Can you just sell me that? And that would be fine. But I picked a Gold Ranger pass, so I expected a little bit more than a bag full of goodies.
Well, yes, but the only other thing is the bag full of goodies included cheap red T-shirt with ugly logo and coin that apparently scratches easily. So the merchandise that
you... Yeah, I never looked at any of the bags. Like, you got a T-shirt, mm-hmm. You got a coin.
They were like,
what else
posters?
did you get? And then you're supposed to get like a limited edition PMC poster thing. Did you get that?
There were three posters, two or three posters. Yeah. They were cool looking and all, but
some of them were the Power Morphicon print was not.
Oh,
but there was some like monster designs and there were some ranger sketches and those were cool.
It felt like there was a very big discrepancy in the amount you paid and what you got.
Exactly. Like, you had to be, like, charming and English if you wanted to get any FaceTime with Rangers. That didn't cost any...
What?
Yeah. Like, all the European cosplayers, they were the hit. Like, every Ranger loved them. And they probably got so many, like, just, like, conversations with them. They were enchanted by these guys. Like, they were dressed up in Power Ranger costumes. Wow. They all had adorable accents. And, I mean, I don't blame them for being as popular
adorable.
As they were.
They were adorable.
even the hairy one. Even the hairy one was...
I will say that it's always been hard for me to talk about Power Morphicon because I was... Part of it, like, yeah. I mean, not okay. Let's backtrack a little bit.
I helped out,
and like the last one, I helped out at the last moment. I mean, literally, like a month in before the actual thing, the last one, I helped out. You know, this one, I helped out a little bit before, and it was hard. I mean, it's always hard to talk about these things when so many things have gone down, and I don't know how to put it so that I don't piss people off.
It sounds like the people in charge did not properly utilize their resources.
No.
Okay, correct. Yes, that correct. Is fair to say. That's fair to say. I think that Power Morphicon 2... was a mixture of really good intentions.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
With bad preparation. Right. And I think that if you took the spirit of the first one mixed with the, I hate to say it, but there was a little bit more preparation.
Yeah.
With this one, a little bit. You know, but, and then, like, you kind of, like, nix out the bad from the both. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, there was good stuff and bad stuff with the first one. There was good stuff and bad stuff with this one. And both of them had different problems, you know?
It was kind of well, a little surprising at least, coming home from the event and then looking on the boards and seeing so much negativity. Like, I expected some people to say, oh my god, this was like an awesome experience, and a few people did, but it seemed like it was like overwhelming, like here's my complaints. Well, list number one.
It's the thing is, if like the environment in general is bad, all the little things are then going to be that much more magnified. You know, that's like, because like if the overall environment, if I didn't feel like they were just grabbing money, and if I didn't feel like everything was so mismanaged, then all the other stuff like, oh, autographs are too much, wouldn't have bothered me as much. But you know, when it just snowballs, that's the thing.
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
And the thing is like, still, if this was your first convention and you saw all those guests and you got their autographs and met with them or whatever, you would think this is awesome. No joke. Like, there are people who said, this has changed my life, or this was awesome. And there are people who allowed that. Like, there are legitimate people who stood online for 2 hours to get JDF's autograph. They were elated. They loved it. They said they're going to come back and do it all over again.
Yeah, I'm glad. People like Tony, I'm glad they had so much fun. But for me, not really.
I mean, I feel like I'm somewhere in the middle.
I'm in the middle, too. Yeah.
I'm at the bottom.
Because I mean, I had the wonderful joy of standing in the same spot for 8 hours taping things. It's great. Yeah. It's fabulous.
I honestly think I would have had more fun if I just stood in one spot for 8 hours. So I couldn't like walk around and see more things that piss me off.
I mean, we could do a whole episode.
Yeah, because
we did a whole episode which never got shown
to
the
public. Yeah, let's just let's just table this as saying it was not the best.
Yeah, it was better.
I mean, it was fun, like some stuff. I don't want us to like end this discussion on the note of it sucked, like, and everything was terrible. I don't think everything was terrible, but yeah.
I'll go to my usual standby and say that even though the events might not always be great, it's always great to hang out with your friends.
Going to California was fun. Hanging out with people I like was fun.
Yes.
The reason that brought us together was not as fun.
But the content, like the panels and stuff where, you know.
Well, yeah, when I could get into a panel and sit down and just listen. I had fun at pretty much every single one of those.
Like the Jason Narvi teachings. Yes.
Awesome. And honestly, as much as I make fun of it, I actually went in and sat down on the Masked Rider panel, and it wasn't bad.
Right, it wasn't bad.
Did you tape it?
No,
I didn't. I didn't get in.
I did not pull up my cell phone and start filming. So,
but no, but like, yeah, like the actual ones where you're like, really, they weren't bad. They weren't. No, they really weren't bad. It's just you just felt sorry for them because they were more people on stage than the audience. So. But yeah, the actual content, like when I thoroughly enjoyed, because, you know, I had to tape all this crap or tape half of it because like William Kidd was like in the other half in the other room taping crap. But like the stuff that I saw, like I thoroughly enjoyed and it was like good content.
That's what we always say is truly Power Rangers has the nicest cast overall of anything I probably ever liked, you know, the nicest actors, you know, it's hard not to enjoy yourself because I mean, I can, you know, you can name maybe one bad experience you ever had and you met like probably 20, 30, 40 people. They're so damn entertaining just on their own. They don't even need a convention, you know?
Right.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Like the cast in general were very welcoming and nice and...
Mm-hmm. And as long as you don't ask them... How do you eat
skulls?
Survive.
Wow.
Good.
Wow.
You're good.
Glaze over that.
Yeah, of course. Just don't look that. But yeah, so I mean, overall, Power Morphicon 2 should have been better executed.
Yes.
But that does not take away from the fact that we enjoyed our own company and the content that the guests brought.
Yes.
And maybe I would have enjoyed it more if I didn't have to go all the way to California.
California is awesome, so whatever.
And
How do
next
you
time
know?
you go to
You've never,
California.
how do you know, Trist? You've never actually been in California.
Exactly. And the next time we go to California, we'll experience more California.
That would be good.
That'll be
Yeah, that
awesome.
would be great.
That'll be awesome.
I'm still gonna say one of my highlights from the weekend, pretty much the highlight of the weekend, was going to the Hollywood Walk of Fame, which had nothing to do with Power Rangers.
Was that? All right. So, all right, we got that elephant out the room.
Yes.
Amazing. So, all right, I'm gonna go big. Gonna go big now.
Let's do it.
Go
Going
big or go
big.
home.
Go big or go home. Saban buys Power Rangers back from Disney.
The
What?
power is
That's
on.
number one with a bullet. Biggest thing to happen all year long by far.
Really?
Yes.
Saban.
Well, it was
He
big.
gets his negotiations. He gets his all. Hey.
Changing a brewing. Changes a brewing.
Hey, that's.
Yep, Cheryl Saban. Yep. And see, I remember, way back, like when we first talked about Cheryl Saban saying that, and we were like, "Oh yeah, sure, changes are brewing, right?" And then they'll put out DVDs of Mighty Morphin or something. It's
Right.
like, nope, it's Power Rangers Samurai or whatever the hell. We didn't know at the time, but.
And not only did he buy it back, he made sure he got it on like the biggest network for kid shows there is.
Basically.
And there's a bunch of Nickelodeon channels, so they can air reruns all the time.
It's all over the place.
Yes. They can have like a channel for each season.
That would be
Amazing.
awesome. I want my Power Rangers Zeo channel.
It's three letters, so it already fits.
Yes! All right.
CEO.
Love it.
Yes.
But yeah, this was back in May, and seriously, everybody just crapped in their pants, and it was all over the news. All over the news. Like, craziness. Craziness. Saban buys back Power Rangers. The power's back. Blah, blah, blah. Power Rangers not dead. It's alive. And all this other
Thinking
crap.
about making a movie.
Movie, theme parks, video
Yeah.
games, DVDs, everything, you
And
know.
a lot of people came
Yeah.
out of the woodwork on that one. It was like people were like, "Oh, I thought, it was canceled in 95 or whatever."
Basically.
And we're like, "Oh, I'm signing up for Ranger Board. I'm da 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 da." And we got like a huge slew of new people just coming back to the fandom to see what was going on.
Yeah, it's not just that he bought the franchise back and wants to keep it going. It's that he wants to turn it into a juggernaut again like it used to be. That might not happen, but at least, there's ambitious. And we've seen that through all these promos and the parade and all these things that they're really, really
I'm
trying.
taking random pictures in New York City, and I wasn't around there, and they were around my job. I
Oh.
hate you.
That's great. I mean, they really are trying. I mean, they got their own Facebook and their own
Twitter.
Twitter, and they're actually.
Showing episodes online, and you know, they're really pulling out all the stops, man. Like, really, I hope that they get their money's worth, because Saban loves the monies, and if the monies don't see, he's gonna be like, peace out.
Forget this.
Peace out.
Back in the
Later.
vault you go. You
No.
know, so hopefully that don't happen, right? Like, seriously.
Yeah. And I mean, it's I mean one of the biggest complaints that we had like in 2009, or I had definitely, like about like RPM, was that nobody saw it. Like it was this great show and nobody saw it. And now, we have our new season that's going to be on Nickelodeon. It's like even if it doesn't do great, I feel like it will still get more exposure than it ever would have gotten, like on ABC Kids by itself,
Yeah, this is the best chance the franchise has had to blossom in a long, long time.
And the only channel left is Cartoon Network, so don't mess
Yes.
No, they could go on that new channel, The Hub.
The Hub. Oh my God.
Hey, The Hub has reruns of Transformers, so don't even
True,
play.
true. No, they're buying up a lot of stuff. They be showing stuff, but I'm talking about big network now.
Nickelodeon, that goes way back.
And of course, like, to supplement the buys by Power Rangers, of course, the whole news of Power Rangers Samurai and the
Yes.
rumors and how we find out the cast so early on, and of course, Rick Medina.
that's on my list too. My list includes Ricardo and Hector.
And Hector, oh god, he gets his own bullet point. Really?
Because both of them have disappeared off of Facebook.
Have you
it's
seen
a tragedy.
The Ranger board? He deserves a bullet after a Ranger board did with him. He gets a bullet. In his head, hopefully.
Rick Medina. Of course, we're talking about Ricardo Medina Jr. And when... Okay, let me tell you. When we were first talking about it, the whole rumor thing or whatever, Jer was like, just admit it. He's on the show. Grieve now. Move on.
Yeah.
And then looking back, and especially when after that recording, some other stuff came out that he posted on Facebook, and then he disappeared. Where's the violence? Where's the violence?
This is the part where you tell me I was right.
This is the part where I weep.
Just cry. Just have yourself a good cry. Cry it all out and move on.
Out of everybody. You know who is right? Like, he's right above Benta.
You know who's right above him? Jennifer L. Yen.
Oh.
What? No, no, no.
No, 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 no. That's, wow, let's not go crazy here. Wow.
She's above him because she was actually part of a good season.
Whatever.
But she was the worst actress in the history. Ever.
In existence.
I will not disagree with you.
I forgot about her. Like, okay, Lois is Mensa. Then Jennifer Yen.
Hey,
it's Jennifer Yen doesn't steal from children.
Right. Right. I almost wish that was 2010, just so we can.
I know, right? For real.
Yeah.
Honorable mention. You know, it's 2010-ish. But yeah, though, that whole I'm grieving, like, seriously, because why do you have to talk about some actor tearing up the scene? Why?
Yeah, because Ricardo Medina Jr. is a great choice for judging other actors.
I just don't understand this choice at all.
I know.
Honestly, maybe this is like some brilliant move. Like, this is some like chess match kind of thing where like it is such a horrible idea that it's actually good.
It's a serious gamble.
Obviously, they have to have a reason, right?
Yes, I mean, I'm just gonna have high hopes and be like, you know what?
I got it. I figured it out. He plays a character that is on a ventilator, so his crazy pausey acting makes sense.
He has to pause to breathe.
Yes, he plays like a Darth Vader-ish character. So when he takes 5-minute pauses in between sentences, it makes sense.
I don't know much about spaceships or Machine Empire.
See, okay. Now that would be a brilliant casting decision.
Wow.
And then at the end of the show, he dies.
Oh, God.
They pull the plug.
Wow. Yeah, so, yeah, that... Whew, okay, all right. Okay, let's move on to other horrible choices. The reverse and MMPR, because that happened...
Yeah, that was
the top
year.
Of the year. Like,
very beginning.
January 2nd.
And actually, I'm just going to say, for the premiere, it was actually fun being somewhere and actually having a friend to watch it with.
Yay!
I actually literally listened to that episode today.
Did you?
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah, that was fun.
I know, right? And waking up at like...
I told you to do it.
Waking up at like 4:30 in the morning. Not fun. Or 4:15.
That's much.
That's much. No, no. You woke up at 4:45.
Yeah, I was like... I'm still in my jammies, but we're going to watch this.
You know, I had to actually, like, put clothes on.
So, poor baby.
So yeah, but no, other than that, it was, no, it really was fun. I was like, yay, we're watching with a friend, yay. We're horrified at the same stuff, yay. Amazing.
Let's just say it was an interesting idea.
That's one word for it.
I'm glad it was short-lived. So glad. Like, I'm telling you, that Dan Evans, he was put through the ringer.
Yes, yeah. He was. Put through the ringer. Yeah, people who wanted to get him fired and whatever else because he made some edits. He's tweeting on the job. We have to get him fired for this. This is not professional.
Yeah, really.
Was he even the one that we were supposed to be mad at? I mean, there's like people higher that are making these decisions.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And the thing is, I love how like he apologizes in advance. He's like, oh, you guys are not gonna like Green with it. So sorry.
I don't care. That was the Q-Rex behind Jason, no matter what you say.
Of course.
It was.
Of course.
No matter what you say, Dan Evans the third.
The third, that's right.
I kind of decided for myself that he wasn't lying, he just didn't know. That's
yeah.
That to me is better.
He pretty vehemently denied it. He was a interesting character. Hopefully he has lost his job.
Well,
he's at Nickelodeon now.
Well, is he seriously?
Yes, he's seriously. He's at Nickelodeon.
That's comforting.
So he's on the samurai staff. That's it, right?
He'll be revisioning the samurai.
You saw the kanji?
that's why they're using it. Oh my god.
He has experience. He has a resume.
Of misspelled kanji. Yeah, that's right.
I love it.
Or katakana.
I'm going to be looking for the credits. I love it. Amazing.
Can't wait for all those crazy effects, like crazy glowy Tommy for no reason, and Jason kicking the screen and around
and
in
flipping,
a circle.
Of course. Yeah.
Change to Hector. Hector flipping the screen.
Yes.
Oh, and it turns into like a pizza shape. You know what's gonna happen. That's gonna be his symbol. His like when he like poses or whatever. It's just a pizza. There's like a splat sound for cheese.
Oh no, reversion samurai. Stop. Stop.
I cannot wait for Jaden and Amugur to have a dance off.
Yes.
Oh my god.
Yes. The Mooger has to win.
Of course.
How could he not?
And it has to be a round two.
Yes.
Yes. Versus Emperor Grum.
Yes, exactly.
Oh my gosh. But no, what I loved, I mean, like watching the reversion MMPR in person with Kofan, you know, we were at a convention where we're about to see these people in front of our faces. Mm. And yet we're like, gotta watch the new MMPR. Yay. So like that whole experience of like, you know, yeah, you're there for a convention and blah, blah, blah. But like, yep, you are still going to watch this crap at 5 o'clock in the morning. That's right. You're dedicated.
That's right.
Dedicated. Yes. You know. So, but it was really cool. Like, you know, like Ikecon was the first convention, basically the first convention of the year. It was like New Year's Day.
It was over the year.
And it was hella cold and what have you. But it was the first time that Johnny and JDF were at a convention together.
Yay.
And the besties, they got together. The besties. Come on. Anytime that any Rangers who haven't seen each other in forever get to reunite and be together and then have interesting conversations and tell the fans, what? What?
Yeah, great.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, come on.
Whatever. JDF, yeah. Go fight another tomato can. Whatever.
Anyway.
You know what? Haters to the left. Haters.
I will gladly stand to the left.
Trini says to the left with her arrows.
Okay, don't recap your awesome review. We've heard it.
She did it. With
okay,
her, with her
yeah,
arrows.
Okay, uh-huh, great. All right.
But the Power Rangers. You guys. Come on, like, don't hate. Like, let me tell you something. I guess another elephant in the room. One of the most controversial people that we know, Mr. JDF himself.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Very controversial.
Was that interview this year?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Because the video interview was last year in September, August, September. But this year, It was after his, you know, because he debuted in MMA. So that was that year. That was this year too. This whole MMA, like, you know, foray. And he was like, all right, I'm going to do an interview with you. Because, like, he was doing a whole bunch of interviews with different, like, podcasters and whatever. So he agreed to do one with me.
Yes, and we determined that he is. Lisa determined that JDF is a man child. Yes.
We determined that no matter what Jason says, there is going to be a lot of talk, a lot of conversation.
Well, there was certainly some generated when he did talk. Yes.
You're being really diplomatic with this, Lisa.
Yeah. I'm being honest. Like, you know, there are people who are going to not like him regardless. There are going to be people who like him regardless.
Okay, I'll just ask you a question. After the interview, did you like him more or less?
I can't say right after it because I met him more than just talking to him on an interview. So, like, I have a little bit more backstory, but, like, you know, I said this on the tape too, on the episode. I said this like the episode after we had to talk about it. I said, I do not agree with how he approached certain things. Don't agree with it. Right. You know, you can say the truth, but not in that way.
I get you. I can read between the lines. I know what you're saying.
Okay. But what I'm saying is this year, JDF, no matter what you gotta say about him, he is the talk of the town.
Yes, this is true. Now, next year, it's the Austin St. John, right?
Yes.
Interview, right? That's what we have to do, right? Right? So when's that scheduled, mm-hmm. Lisa?
If you find him.
Okay? They spotted him. He's in the Middle East.
Yeah, whatever. Let me see, what else is on my list? Here we go.
We're starting to scrape the bottom of the barrel, but that is okay.
I also have babies. Babies! A lot of people had babies this year.
Whatever.
A lot of people had babies. Amy Jo Johnson had a baby. Johnny Yung Bosch had a baby.
By himself?
Yes.
Of course, he's a man baby.
He's asexual.
Jessica Rae had a baby. A lot of people had babies. It was baby town.
Doesn't Amy Jo Johnson have like 50 babies?
No, she has one.
I thought she had like a couple.
No, only one.
Okay. She had a couple.
No. Okay. No. But babies. Babies happen. Babies happen. Okay.
Babies happen. Hmm. Is this really like... this is a highlight.
You know what? We've gone through quite a few highlights already, so back off.
I know, right? Like Tristan, why don't you bring up?
Yeah, what do you got, Tristan?
Literally everything was already done. My three were Saban buys by Power Rangers, Dan Ewing interview, and David Yost interview. So there you go.
Uh-huh. And so what's the top? What's your number one?
Oh,
all you got is three.
Well, yeah, because Lisa said three, okay?
Oh, that sounds a little lazy to me.
Okay, I mean, I didn't want to do, like, 38, like you said, or whatever the number was. Some crazy 21. Number.
21.
21. But anyway, well, okay, I actually just listed them. Like, number three was Saban was back Power Rangers. I mean, the way I was ranking them was just, like, stuff that's personally, to me, like, oh, okay, this was like, a fond memory kind of thing, or an interesting memory or whatever. But, I mean, if we're ranking it just by big news, then, yeah, Saban would be...
Long-term importance.
Number one. Well, yeah, something like that. But, yeah, and then number two was the Dan Ewing interview. It was awesome.
Oh, so biased.
How am I biased? It's number two.
Wait, what's number one?
Number one is David Yost interview.
I was going to say, if you rank Dan Ewing above David Yost, you're going to get hit.
Anyway, well, it depends on what you're ranking. But number one.
Not which gives you the biggest chub.
number one was the David Yost interview, just because the huge controversy and the shock of seeing what he had to say and going to Morphicon and like getting phone calls. Like, is this like every few hours we got a phone call like, oh, we're on CNN.com or we're on this or we're on that. I was like, wow. So yeah, that was number one. So that's mine.
Spy.
Okay. I would actually agree with that as number one. It was actually cool because I got to be in the room. It was amazing. I mean, I didn't really care. I didn't really enjoy the fact that he was actually persecuted to the brink of suicide. But I like the fact that, you know, we were like, oh, hey, you want to do an interview? And he trusted us with that story first.
Yeah.
He kind of confessed later on in a different panel, but ours was the day before.
Exactly.
Yes.
It kind of surprises me that stuff never really got out there before you posted the interview.
Yeah, I was surprised.
Yeah.
Because he disappeared off the face of the earth, really. You know?
Yeah, but you would think that, I mean, there's nobody that was at that panel besides you guys that, like...
Oh, yeah. Well,
there was tons of media people. I can't believe that it wasn't online.
That I'll agree with. There were so many cameras. Like, granted, more for JDF than, you know? But, like, there were so many media people. I'm thinking, holy crap, he said it on his panel. Holy crap, I have to edit this quickly. You know?
Yeah, I mean, like, and if they're at the panel, they're probably there, you know, a lot of them are there for Power Rangers. Mm-hmm. So you'd think at least one or two fans there
right,
is on exactly. either Ranger Board or Henshin Justice or
you
somewhere.
I think, like, a fan with a shaky cam would, like, upload it really quickly because I thought that was going to happen. I was like, oh, crap, I'm screwed.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I'm telling you, stars aligned.
Mm-hmm.
The black baby Jesus was like, here you go.
The black baby Jesus?
Well, we are recording after Christmas, so, you know, celebrating the black baby Jesus.
Is it time for Kwanzaa yet?
Today's Kwanzaa, first day of Kwanzaa, yep.
Yeah.
Oh, so what are you doing to celebrate?
I'll you light the candle. Didn't what? You see the episode?
Do I look like Tanya?
I'm sorry for accusing you of being holiday monitor.
Hello.
Okay. All right. So Jer, what's your top?
Well, I think
not all 21 or whatever.
Hey, I have. You know what? We still have some I haven't even gone over yet. So
okay. Oh, all right. So mention some of the stuff that you
add whatever you would like. No pressure.
Well, they're all little. They're all little things right now because we've already went over all the big stuff. There was some sad news because Peter Rutter died.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Aww. Mystic Mother. Or yes. Udana.
Udana. Brain tumor. You. And the other thing that still befuddles me is apparently Japan thinks the Dragonite is good.
Yeah, I
yeah. They
eat up
came crap. Out with so much. They're still coming out with new stuff, like merchandise, and they got novels. And
so basically, we need a shirt for them that says they're big in Japan.
Yes.
Yeah.
What so is upsetting. Wrong with you, Japan? I mean, you do some. Japan does crazy things like sex pillows and other weird like. Mouse pads that look like
and vending machines that vend live crabs. Yeah.
Yeah, but all of that is normal compared to enjoying Dragonite.
Basically.
Aw, it's not that bad.
What else is on your list?
Let's see, anything else good? Toy stuff for me is big.
Oh yeah, okay? That's toy stuff. Okay.
Because MMPR, the reversion, he did give us some good toys. You gotta admit, the action figures were good. The
sculpts were good. Ones.
Yes.
They were so tiny.
That's how toys are nowadays. You gotta
I don't care.
That. You have to accept
I don't
it.
Have to accept Jack.
Hey, Spy, the samurai toys are that size too. Eat it.
I know, I read that. But now I've got SH Figure Arts. I'm in heaven now, because these Figure Arts are awesome.
The thing that annoyed me about the MMPR toys was, though, they gave us a Megazord, and the Megazord was actually pretty darn good. A lot of people actually liked it more than the original, because the stickers were more accurate, it could move more, and then they gave us a Titanus, which had a weird mix and match base in the bottom of it, and it was something that you could pretty much only get online. Almost no stores even had it.
Oh no, you could have asked me. All stores had it.
Really?
Yeah, I could have given you one.
Well, not around here. The problem is, we've got a Megazord. We've got a Titanus. Something is missing.
No Dragonzord.
Dragonzord!
How do you not put out a
How do
Dragonzord?
you not
I
put out a
don't
Dragonzord?
understand that. Yeah,
How do you
that's. I
not put
mean,
out a Dragonzord?
you
Somebody
released
dropped the ball there.
Titanus. I
Yeah.
How
mean,
do you
seriously?
not put out a Dragonzord? I'm
I mean,
sorry.
you know
You
me. I
put out
got
like
no.
five different versions of Green Ranger, but no Dragonzord. Are you serious?
And Dragon Dagger.
You know me. I got no love for the Green Ranger, but I still wanted a Dragonzord. I mean, come on. You gotta have it. Unacceptable.
Why you separate Green Ranger from Tommy? See, that's how you do it. Green Ranger was awesome.
Okay. I will separate Green Ranger from Sentai footage and Green Ranger with flimsy shield. Two totally different things.
Yes,
World
yes.
apart. And but we have gotten the Samurai toys have just hit this week. The only places people have seen them are like
Walmart.
Oklahoma, North Carolina, Florida. Someone just found them in Indiana, and they've only been found at Walmart and Target. And of course, the thing is, the first wave of figures do not look like the characters in the show.
They look awful, is what they look like.
They look odd. I won't say awful, but they definitely look. I mean, they have mouthpieces, they have giant shoulders. The weapons are good, the weapons look fine.
But isn't there some controversy with that too? Like they're packaged with like photorealistic images on the front,
Right.
and they're
We're not
speculating that
sure.
it could be in the show.
In the show,
We're
yeah,
not sure
as
if it's just like really
upgrades.
good, if it's really good posing where they like took out the joints, or if it's actually they're going to be in the show. We don't know. No idea.
Yeah, I mean, they're so bad to me. Like, I just don't even know how they could have designed this and thought this would look good and then put it in the show. So I'm actually hoping it's not.
But they also have, as you know how like in MM with the MMPR toys, they had like the Walmart exclusive package of figures where they were slightly less, they were like less articulated and slightly less
Yes.
painted. They have that for Samurai and they actually are show accurate.
Yeah.
Huh.
So you can buy a box of five.
Yeah.
But are they with the less articulation too, or no?
I think they are a little bit
Are they?
less articulation, yeah. So, and of course, people are thinking that they may, because the figure, like the name on the box, makes it look like they're sound like they're powered up versions. So maybe Wave 2 will be regular figures that have decent articulation. We have no idea. But that's the hope at this point.
Yeah, it's just odd that they would choose to push the whatever the upgrades or whatever they are first, you know, like as more, oh, these are the ones, you know,
Right.
and then come out with the real ones.
Yeah, so
So.
that's where we are. At least there's toys out there. They're on the shelves. They're tiny.
Woo. Woo,
What?
woo, woo. Yay.
You know it.
So,
I
what else
but
is on your list?
think that's about it. Let me look.
That's not 21. Come on now.
We covered
We
most
covered
of
a
them.
lot, though.
Rank 'em. I don't know. It's the top three.
Personally, another thing that was a victory for me was the fact that they canceled Aaron Stone. But you know, suck it, Kalish.
Whatever.
I was about to bring that up. I'm like, meh.
Yes, that, I almost cut that. I actually cut a few other things, but I almost cut that one too. But I wanted to say suck it, Kalish. So.
Stupid.
Oh, and in another amazing event, Robert Axelrod is still alive.
You're an idiot. I
Let's
hate you.
see. That's
Wow.
Just I'm amazed.
All
That's news to
right.
me.
You need to start ranking them now. All right. What's your top? What's the top?
I see for me, and obviously because I wasn't part of the interview, for me, I was always thinking long-term effects, what's the most important thing? It's Saban buying back Power Rangers. Has to be. Because a year ago this franchise was dead. We were nothing more. Disney was done with it. Weren't sure if they would sell it to anybody. And now, I mean, this could just be the start of a whole new phenomenon for all we know. So that's number one. Two is obviously the fact that we have Power Rangers Samurai. We're getting And the fact that they're promoting it is probably number two also as well. You know, we have a new series and they care about it.
Yes.
And three's David Yost.
Yay! All right. And
no honorable mention for Dan Ewing.
Yeah, whatever.
So it's me left? It's me left?
Yes.
All right. I've been thinking. All right.
Ooh.
Because it's hard. It would put in a three, hard. But here we go. Here we go. All right. I'm going to say.
Number one, Ika.
Chocolatey goodness, right? Right? Yeah.
That's hilarious. although Selwyn Ward, that was kind of funny. Anyway. All right. Here we go. So I'm going to say number three. Number three, most definitely, Rick Medina.
Wow.
Because you know why? Let me tell you. Number three, because there are people, I mean, we've had the speculation threads and the whatevers and, you know, people, oh, look, Hector said this on his Twitter. Yeah. But when the whole rumor thing about Rick Medina or Rick Conover Medina Jr. came out, like, yo, the conversation blew up. Blew freaking up, and there are people who are either like, no, there are people who just traumatized.
Yeah,
traumatized. So for me, like at the moment, and especially heightened with like we don't know what's gonna happen yet. Definitely, it's still ongoing. But number three, like ridiculous, right? Rick Medina going back, all right. Number two, Saban buys back Power Rangers, you know. And then, of course, that's coupled with, like, you know, the new season, duh, because, you know, that's coupled with that. Because, I mean, duh. Like, don't need to say.
It goes hand in hand.
Right? Don't need to say.
Cheater.
It's not a cheater. It goes hand in hand. We was like, oh, he's buying really Power Rangers. Oh, there's a new season.
So different.
It's so not, but all right. You know, but the thing about it is, like, with that story was that they kept, I remember it was at the licensing show, Ellie Deckel was going on and on about, you know, them acquiring Power Rangers and all this other stuff and how, you know, they're reading the Ranger board and
bringing back the comedy.
I mean, like, they were so involved with seeing the online reaction or interactions and the ongoing fandom of how, like, there are people who are older than 5 years old who enjoy this show.
Yes.
And they acknowledge it. Because usually we think of these people as, okay, they're in the office, they're just making these decisions about, like, you know, how much we can make more money. But they're actual people who seemingly are like, wow, you know what? You guys are starting your own convention just about our brand? That's awesome. We're not going to shut you down. We're going to invite it. It's amazing. So that kind of thing, that whole coupled with all that hype and whatever, most definitely. Number one. I mean, really. Do I even have to say?
Yes.
I mean, go duh. Higher. It's Matt Austin is wearing a Power Ranger shirt. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
He likes okay, us.
Okay. I'm bugging. Of course, number one is freaking David Yost's interview. Of course. This is why it's number one. The thing is, even with, yes, I know the long-term effects or whatever. I mean, overall, it will affect us and what have you. But, like, you know, Cheryl Saban, she kind of, like, changes the brew and kind of, you know, was hinting at, you know, there might be something happening. So, like, we knew something was happening. We didn't exactly know what, but we knew something.
Did we believe it?
I knew a little bit more than someone. Anyway. Whatever,
okay.
Right?
Okay,
so, you know, Rick Medina was also something that, well, I mean, it's number three because that is a surprise, but, you know, it is Rick Medina, so I have to put you number three. So, but David Yost, out of nowhere, does a convention, out of nowhere, agrees to do an interview. He agreed to do an interview, he didn't have to, but he agreed to do an interview, and was candid enough to be like, you know what? I'm going to choose this black person right here to tell my secrets. To tell my who, what happened?
I heard something weird.
Oh, yeah. My microphone kind of popped out a little while.
Oops. Okay.
Don't do that.
He said, I'm going to choose this black person right here to tell my secrets, to let it all out. And, you know, whatever happens, happens, you know? And the thing about it is that after the interview, I mean, he was so, I mean, after it was out, he was so elated to, like, you know, he was like, oh, how wonderful it looks and whatever. And I'm so proud and whatever, blah, 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 blah. And then when Paul Morphicon came around, he was like, ooh, interesting. So the thing is it's something as big as that happening in such a short amount of time out of nowhere, like how it, you know, you don't really get many, you don't get many of those moments.
Right.
I'm going to say that in English. You don't get many of those moments. So, you know, I mean, the Saban, of course, I mean, if the Davy Yost didn't happen, of course, Saban would be number one. I mean, duh. But, I mean, Davy Yost, you haven't heard from him in forever. You had it, I mean, out of nowhere, doing this, whatever, in a short amount of time. How could I not choose it? It's like, it was like the, it's the best interview we've ever done.
Yeah. It was huge. So, yeah, that's why it's my number one. That's a big freaking deal. So, yeah.
I dare to be different.
What?
I just put it as number one just because I was involved. Like, Power Rangers would go on without me. Like, Saban would still buy the thing. He would
it would not, Spy.
But,
don't I know. Play.
But,
you are ingrained in Ninja Storm history.
Oh, yes. Well, I probably am, actually, but.
See? Don't ever sell yourself short.
I mean, even for me though, like, I wasn't there, I was not involved, but still just being part of No Pink Spandex, like seeing the interview, I was like, oh, we have to put this out now, you know? Like, there was like this air of like, as soon as I saw it, I was like, this has to go out now, this is gonna be so big, and like, I can't believe we got this, you know? And feeling a part of something that's like,
yeah,
a big deal, you know.
Well, I
to people
put that in here too, like, this is my first year of actually being my first full calendar year of being on No Pink Spandex, and it's like,
oh,
we just
yeah.
get together, we just get together, and I just consider it like talking with friends that just so happens to be recorded and released for public entertainment.
Yeah, why wasn't that on both of your lists? You come on, we let you in.
When was, I mean, because I was around for RPM and stuff, so I don't even know.
Whenever.
Well, we
were
both
into the fold.
Oh, I was towards the end. It was like after summer, so. This is like a
but
year.
This is the first calendar year,
full year?
That
yeah.
we've.
The four of us.
The four of us have done this.
It
oh,
feels
yeah.
like so much longer to me. Like,
let's see some more gratitude from the two latecomers, huh? Come on now.
I'm the one who brought this up. How can I not be?
Okay, just making sure.
And Spy is the deliverer of the DVDs.
You have no idea. Next season is going to be so hot. You don't even know.
No. This is our season finale. What's the cliffhanger?
Oh, snap, it is.
Like, I wonder what's going to come out next. I don't know. I mean, unless they keep releasing, like, promos and sneak peeks and junk. I mean, every time I'm thinking, I think we're going to have, like, a little break or whatever. Sneak peek.
We just had a long break.
You know, like next episode is like, we're gonna show the first five episodes of Samurai. I'm like, crap.
What? We just decided we're not gonna, you know, do this for another 6 weeks or whatever. No, no. Sorry. We got news.
So, but yeah, I mean, honestly, and of course, you know, I've told you guys in a little Christmas card that I appreciate.
Yes.
It was nice.
I have not gotten it yet, so.
Oh, no.
Oh, she didn't. She forgot. Sorry.
No. How did you not get it yet?
No, I just haven't actually checked the mail. It's been raining a lot, so.
Oh, Lord. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
But thanks.
Doesn't seem like you care.
I don't know what to say. I'm like, this fool didn't thank me yet. What the?
No, I didn't know.
But no, but what I was saying was that, you know, I sent out, you know, little gifts of of appreciation, because no, this year has been wow. And by this year, I mean last year, because it's probably going to come out next year. But this year has been, like, really amazing. It has been. It has been. There are, like, all the stuff that we mentioned. I mean, come on.
It's been great.
Discussing it with y'all three. Fun times.
Yeah. Oh, I don't want to get all emotional. But it's been
fun. Even, mm-hmm.
you know, like disproving all of Jer's BS over the
You know what? You need to reference things that actually happened instead of crazy dreams.
Well, well, if that's how you choose to remember it as a dream, that's fine.
All right, whatever, okay. Dragon Knight fan. I don't want to hear it.
Anyways, talking about Survivor in the middle of the show, like when we're trying to talk of, you know.
You know what? Next season, and Big Brother. Next Amazing Race. Called Redemption Island, okay? Redemption Island. It's a crazy new twist. So don't even play.
Well, okay.
Well, they're adding Redemption Island.
Okay, like, so are the Samurai Rangers going to be there, or...
They
what,
might.
Like, what's going to be your reason for talking about it? I don't know.
Absolutely no reason, because he feels like it.
Because Jeff Probst is the man.
I don't even know, but I don't want you to explain, so.
No, my boy, Jeff Probst.
No, I don't.
Oh my god.
Don't.
Battlestar, Trekker, whatever.
We're good.
Anyway.
You and your constantly canceled sci-fi shows.
We're good though. We're good. So basically, 2011. No, 2011. What do you guys look forward to in 2011?
Power Rangers Samurai.
Go Kyger.
Hell yeah. Exactly.
Okay. What do you look forward to in terms of this show?
This show.
We're totally reviewing.
I am looking forward to the many interviews with Ninja Storm cast members you have lined up.
Spy, what are you looking forward to?
Jack.
Wow.
Whoa. Hey there, crazy pop off guy. Shock jock.
Shock jock.
Tristan, what are you looking forward to? I'm not even asking Spy anymore.
The
firing of
the Gokaiger premiere review, which we will be doing. So you don't have a say. We will be reviewing Gokaiger. So
I said firing Spy.
I don't look forward to firing Spy.
Oh, just crap. Delayed mission. Okay.
Did you see my videos?
Yes, I'm looking forward to Ghetto Putty videos.
Ghetto Putties. It's gonna be hot. and Robert Axelrod, he'll explain why he's still alive.
Oh god.
Yeah, he sets the record straight. He actually sees my camera and he's like, "Oh, by the way, there were rumors and I have to clear this up." So
are you serious?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
Wow. Oh, you're
not. Like he interrupts the panel just to clear up the rumors and I'm like, are you directing this to me?
Are you serious? Oh my gosh, we got it. Oh, that's amazing.
You need to see it.
Sneak peek.
You are.
Yes, that's it. That's the promo. That's it right there.
What am I looking forward to? I am looking forward to doing more shows and interviewing, finding more people that have disappeared off the face of the earth, basically.
Ninja Storm.
Hunter.
Because this year, I mean, mind me, I don't even hear what you said. I was just like, but maybe as you don't remember, like this year or last year? I might be wrong. No, it was last year. My bad. Okay, but like over the years, it's been like finding people like, oh, Catherine Sutherland has popped up. Oh, look, Blake Foster, he's doing stuff. Oh, look, they, you know, like, so, like, slowly and surely, like, the actors have been, like, you know, coming to the scene and, you know, making more appearances. So I look forward to, you know, more conventions being like, yo, Power Rangers is where it's at, so invite some people, you know, just in general for ourselves. And then having more interviews with these people so that, you know, people are like, holy crap, this would happen to you. Awesome. Because, you know, the more that they come out and be comfortable with the fans benefits us. And
I thought Jason Chan and Dan Ewing were supposed to hook you up with the rest of their cast.
I don't think it's out of line just to issue a gentle reminder like, hey, you still working on that?
Come on, Trist. Get your boy Dan Ewing to give
That's
us
That's right,
give
Tristan.
Us,
why
give
don't
us
you...
some Flynn.
My boy Dan Ewing.
Yeah, have him give us some Flynn.
Come on. Give us some Flynn. I would love an interview with
Flynn.
So make it happen. What's your problem?
Ziggy.
Seriously. I'll take me some Dr. K.
Dr. K.
Oh, yeah.
Mason Effin Truman.
Oh my gosh, if we got Mason Effin Truman, it'd be off the hook.
That would be the greatest get of all time. I would have a million questions for him.
Like,
how are you so awesome?
Like, I want Mason Effin Truman. Like, no lie. I love it. So yeah,
is it true that you use sheet metal for bubble gum?
We could go on, but that's what I look for. Like 2011. I look forward to bigger and better things, of course, and more video is gonna come. Like, there's gonna be a crap ton of video. Crap ton.
Seriously.
Crap ton.
I would also like to remind everybody that 2011 is going to be the year of Jeremy. So write that down.
Not really.
I don't know.
Big things will be popping.
Little things will be
stopping.
What the hell?
Sorry. We're talking black. Trish doesn't understand. Go.
Yeah.
Oh, crap.
What is that crazy Ebonics you are speaking?
I don't know what you're talking about, homie.
Jive.
Exactly. We'll translate Jive for you later.